大家好，欢迎收听今天的精彩电影台词欣赏。那今天的节目呢，继续 Ugly Betty 这个单元。那今天要讲这段对话的背景呢，是 Daniel 要雇用新的助手，但是从 HR 派来的一大帮人当中呢，他偏偏就挑中了最美貌、身材最好的 Lexi。那 Betty 呢，就怀疑他动机不良。那么 Daniel 呢，就说了下面的一段话。Looks had nothing to do with this. 那这和外貌呢一点关系也没有。I can't believe you'd even think that. 我真不敢相信你居然这么想。I'm a widower, Betty. 我的妻子没死多久。那听到 Daniel 这一番申辩呢， Betty 就说了， You certainly didn't pick her because she's friendly. 你显然不是因为她友好而选她的。那么 Daniel 呢就这么说了， Well, maybe she's just intimidated by you. I mean, I told her she has some pretty big shoes to fill.
可能呢，他只是觉得受到了你的威胁了。我是指我告诉他，他的前任工作做得相当的不错。
那在这里呢，我们先要注意一下这么一个单词 intimidate， I-N-T-I-M-I-D-A-T-E， 它的意思呢是恐吓、威胁。
They were accused of intimidating people into voting for them.
他们被控胁迫选民投他们的票。
She refused to be intimidated by their threats.
他没有被他们的威胁吓倒。那形容词 intimidated 的意思呢是胆怯的、怯场的。
We try to make sure children don't feel intimidated on their first day at school.
我们努力确保孩子们在上学的第一天不胆怯。那要注意一下和形容词 intimidating 的区别。 Intimidating 的意思呢就是吓人的、令人胆怯的。 An intimidating manner， 令人望而生畏的态度。
This kind of questioning can be very intimidating to children.
这种问话的方式呢，可能让孩子们非常害怕。那么在这里 fill somebody's shoes 是什么意思呢？它的意思就是指接替某人的工作。
Mr. Carter is retiring and we need a new director to fill his shoes.
卡特先生要退休了，我们需要一位新经理来接替他。